Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3W.realworldradio.fm.
De los ríos somos custodios ancestrales del pueblo lenca. El pueblo lenca. Resguardados además por los espíritus de las niñas. Más por los espíritus de las niñas. Que nos enseñan a quedar la vida de múltiples formas. Nos enseñan que dar la vida de múltiples formas por la defensa de los ríos es dar la vida para el bien de la humanidad y de este planeta.
The seeds of Berta growing with the youth of Copin. 6 years after the murder of Berta Cáceres, two young members of Copin in Honduras share their memories about the Lenca Defender. The participation of young people in Copin has been strengthened and new leaderships have been emerging. Every day we want to help the youth so that they do not replicate the same flaws as so many social organizations, stated Berta Zúñiga Cáceres, General Coordinator for Copin, the Civic Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras. This is 6 years after the murder of her mother, Berta Cáceres, who was killed on March 2, 2016 by hitmen hired by members of Tesa Company, among them David Castillo. On the 6th anniversary of the political and territorial femicide of Berta, Rio World Radio remembers her legacy through the voices of young people. Dunia Sanchez and Dani Hernandez tell us what they learned from the Lenca Defender, her inspiration and legacy for younger generations, and the struggles they face today. Dunia Sanchez is a defender of Rio Blanco and is involved in community work at Copin. Dani Hernandez lives in Intibucá and is also a member of Copin.
De Berta Cáceres. Aprendí muchas cosas.
The legacy Berta has left us, young people, is to continue learning, working together, transforming, looking to Honduras. If we don't fight, if we don't organize ourselves, if we don't defend what is ours, Honduras will keep failing. We need to keep learning about the importance of defending our ancestral territories, mobilizing, fighting, and demanding the respect of our rights to water and land. We need to defend ourselves against the violation of rights in our territories perpetrated by extractive mining and other types of projects that loot us, attack us, persecute and murder us, said Dunia Sanchez. I was born in Copin, as were many children. One thing I loved was listening to the radio show of the organization called Ecos de Opalaca, and Berta talked in that show. I remember that I loved listening to this show because every time Bertita talked, she did it with so much energy. You could feel the spirit of the struggle through the radio. That need to fight, that need to have empathy with what was happening in the different territories, in the communities. Berta is, and will continue to be, a very important person in the struggle of the peoples in defense of life, said Dani Hernandez.
Nuestras conciencias serán sacudidas por el hecho de estar solo contemplando.